Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 of The Ticket. So it was 40 years ago that the American hockey team beat the Russians 4-3, right?
Yeah.
In one of the most spectacular upsets in sports history. We know all the stories. It was tape delayed. Bill Bonds ruined the ending here in Detroit. But nevertheless, it united our nation.
I was in the bubble.
I was in the bubble in that I really wasn't that aware of it.
Right.
You know, I was 9 years old or something, so I wasn't that, or 8 years old, so I kind of knew that they were playing well in the tournament, but I didn't know much about it.
Right.
And then I heard they beat the Russians, and then on Sunday I was all in to watch that game against Finland.
And they fell behind against the Finns, too.
Yeah. There's that great clip of Ruzioni. Yeah. He says, Herb Brooks walked into the room, looked at us. He goes, you lose this game, you're going to take it to your blank and graves.
Yeah.
Stopped, turned back, and said, you're blank and graves.
Yeah.
That was his speech. And then they came out and won.
Former Ranger Mikko Leninen scored a goal for Finland to put him ahead, I think.
Oh, yeah, some good trivia.
Anyway, so it is one of the greatest moments of sports history, of American sports history. What's the greatest American sports moment since then? I mean, so you're talking 40 years. It doesn't have to be upsets. I mean, it can be anything, really.
The greatest moment in American sports in the last 40 years since the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
And we're not counting the win against Finland.
Correct.
That'd have been a nice little cheap one.
Yeah. I mean, nobody cares about hockey, but when the United States won the World Cup in hockey in 96, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. But yeah, I don't think many Americans could name that one.
I mean, you know what was, I mean, you're going to laugh at me probably. You know what was a great, great sports moment? Tua's touchdown pass to give Alabama the national championship game in overtime against Georgia.
So we're not necessarily saying America. We're saying team sports or whatever.
Sports. Greatest moment in sports.
I was trying to think of international competition. No. Like everybody throws out the 99 Women's World Cup team.
But they were that was so over. I know it sounds sexist. I thought it was cool, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal because they were supposed to win.
Yeah.
They were the favorites. They were at home.
Yeah. And Lance Armstrong, we kind of took that off the board. That was really cool when he was doing it. But now looking back, it doesn't have the same feel to it.
Yeah.
This is a great question. I think it's very difficult to answer.
I don't really have an answer, to be honest.
I wrote down a few of them NC State.
Okay.
But how are you going to put it together? Is it an upset?
Well,
is
I know.
Is it a play? Is it a moment? It's like the Miracle on Ice was more than just the one game. I mean, everybody knows the story,
right?
You know, what I would say is, what could a movie be made on?
Well, NC State. If you think about it, every game. I mean,
it's the a great ACC 30 for tournament. 30. It's a great 30 for 30.
The Valvano dynamic, and then him dying, and and all that. And
you could
everything that he did after he coached, even though he had his bad moments too.
Tigers first Masters.
Tiger's first Masters was pretty special. Tiger's last Masters, in some ways, was almost more special. You know, again, going back to the international thought, I was watching when Carrie Strug hit that vault, and that was unbelievable. It really was, considering she had just injured herself on the previous run, and she essentially shattered her ankle when she landed, still stuck the landing, and gave her team the gold medal. That was ridiculous. That was kind of one of those patriotic moments, but I guess it's kind of a stretch to say women's gymnastics is the greatest moment since then.
I would say it would have to be something Patriots related because of the power of the NFL. And I was thinking Super Bowl 36. It was a great upset. They were a 14-point dog.
Mm-hmm.
It was the coming out party for football's greatest dynasty. And you had football's greatest announcer, in my mind, John Madden, question whether Tom Brady should get the ball in his hands to go win the game.
Not to mention 9/11.
And you too.
And the Patriots and, the American flag logo that they put together following 9/11 at the center of the field.
Choosing to be introduced as a team.
Which really ruins. I hate when they do that.
I love
now.
That in that time, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
I love when all of a sudden the mother Nance comes out where stadium voice Nance comes and starts announcing players. I miss that.
Yeah. These are the Michigan State Spartans.
I do love that for the Final Four. I had one that I thought of. Scott Brosius, Game 5, 2001, hitting the home run to tie the game off Byung-Hyun Kim.
And then who did it the night before? Tino Martinez?
Yeah, Tino did it the night before, and then Jeter won it.
Jeter won it with a walk-off homer.
Yeah.
And then
Soriano won it in Game 5.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. But those two games were unbelievable.
Because it was the second game in a row. It's once again, it's 9/11, it's in New York. That sort of dramatic, coming from behind or tying the game in the bottom of the ninth. And the fact that it happened two nights in a row is incredible.
Actually, along those lines, George Bush throwing out that pitch before game three.
Yes.
That was awesome. I mean, you watch any of the stuff about on HBO and stuff about that just gives you chills. I mean, and then, America, but when Piazza homered for the Mets, and I think the eighth inning of their first game back following 9/11, that was pretty insane too. There's a lot of emotion there.
What is it locally?
The Maglio?
I know, I'm leaning there too, and it's
because the Pistons,
that means you're trumping three Pistons championships, right? Four Stanley Cups, and anything college.
No, I think it's Yzerman. Yzerman getting the cup.
McCarty's goal,
but Yzerman getting the cup from Bettman on the ice.
Do you even put the McCarty Lemieux March 26th locally?
Well, that's my favorite moment ever. But but no, there was something about Yzerman getting the cup, and you see it just kind of. I just remember it. It looked like it floated above his head, like it was weightless. And then he tells a story about how he skated around the entire rink, and by the time he got to Mr. Ilitch, he could barely keep it up anymore because it was so heavy. And then him handing it off to Larionov and Fetisov. I think I got to go to that night in 97.
I just thought of one.
Locally?
Hogan going NWO. Easily the greatest moment ever in wrestling.
I don't even know what that is, but I'll take your words for it.
The greatest moment in wrestling history.
Well, I think it's local too, the Silverdome.
The implosion?
No, Andre the Giant.
Oh.
And Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
The implosion was my favorite moment, though, of all time, or the lack thereof. How about this? Greatest moment in sports since the Miracle on Ice that almost happened? Greg, you know what it is, right? The greatest moment in sports that almost happened since 1980. Gordon Hayward, half-court shot.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. National championship.
Right. Well,
he just missed.
There's any shot in the history of basketball that I wish went in, it was that.
That would have been unbelievable.
I wrote down, it was Chris Jenkins from Villanova after Victor Page hit the shot to tie it.
No, that sucked.
Why?
Because if he had only hit a two instead of a three, I would have won Gov's pool.
That's right.
But Wojo won it instead. What's the kid's name? Archie Dianfranco or whatever? I always forget how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, he's on the Bulls now.
He brings up the ball, and if he just takes it and shoots it and makes it, I win. But instead, he hands it off to Jenkins for the three. Jenkins hits the three, and Wojo.
That was incredible.
And Wojo had no idea. That's what pissed me off the most.
That's one of the greatest pieces of karma I've ever seen happen to somebody.
No, it's not.
You say the pool is rigged.
It is.
It can't be.
It's a sham.
You get the numbers after the fact. It's impossible to be rigged. It's basketball squares.
I still think it's rigged.
Which are far more random than football squares. And you've been always saying, I never win, I never win. About that thing's rigged, and then your radio partner wins it against you by one.
What about the USC-Texas game, Vince Young?
Pretty great. 248-539-9797. Greatest moment in sports since the Miracle on Ice. We'll take your calls and texts coming up next on 97.1 The Ticket.